Consumer, I'm Martin Strong. Coming up, we'll learn how hiring exactly the right lawyer for whatever matter you're dealing with doesn't have to be expensive or difficult, especially if it involves family law, divorce, stuff like that. We'll talk to Scott Taylor at the Taylor Law Group right after this. Welcome back. It's Vancouver Consumer. I'm Martin Strong. And are you feeling unbundled these days? Who isn't? It's a crazy time. But right now, we're going to hear about what being unbundled means when it comes to getting a lawyer. And this actually might be a good thing. It is a good thing because it can possibly save you a lot of money on your legal bills. And with me from the Taylor Law Group is Scott Taylor, Senior Counsel with the Taylor Law Group. They are online at thetlg.ca. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Martin, I am fine. Thank you. It's nice to be with you today. It's my age, nice to be anywhere, in fact. So, unbundled, you've nailed it right there. And unbundled, if anyone has a cell phone, you know, who doesn't have a cell phone plan? And they give you bundles of service. Some you like, some you don't like, some you don't need. And what unbundled legal services is all about is you only pay for what you really need. And this is kind of a change. This is sort of a significant change from the traditional model of hiring counsel. I mean, lawyers like myself would often get retained to do everything for an individual. That's, you know, write letters, you know, file things, serve things. It was sort of a comprehensive full meal deal when it comes to legal stuff. But over time, it has become so darn expensive. Lawyers are expensive. Yeah. So if you can do it, if you can do more yourself, then and you can help yourself, that's what this is all about, giving power to the people to help themselves. And Martin, the interesting thing about this, and I've been doing it, again, for many, many years, it has never ceased to amaze me how capable and competent most people are to do their own work, to basically research what they need, to basically prepare themselves for going to court. And this often happens, and most often happens in family law situations where, you know, spouses are basically fighting with each other, and people will then call up a lawyer, and they can do it themselves. That's the secret. The secret, Martin, with proper preparation. That's a condition. That's an absolute condition. If you can't afford the services, the full-time services, then you basically just have that lawyer, whether it's myself or someone else, just say, you know what? I need you to write a letter for me. I need you to help me understand the letter that I've just gotten. Or, and this is really a good idea, at the very beginning, find out what the heck it's all about. Find out what your legal interests are, how to protect yourself. If you're receiving something, don't wait around. You know, fairly often, people will be served with documents and they don't know what to do. Out of frustration, they leave it too late, and then they call you up a week ahead of time or a couple of days ahead of time. Don't be one of those people. Be one of those people.
You had more to say.
No. I basically, what you were going to say, I think, is that family law, this is an ideal situation for people with family law issues. And literally across Canada, Martin, there are thousands of people who literally can't afford legal services. You know, the cost is so darn high, and they represent themselves. They're called self-represented litigants, and they, you know, the people, judges complain, they clog the courts, you know, they're overwhelming the situation, you know, the family law system. But if you know what you're doing and you're properly prepared, you can end up with some excellent results. Because who knows your story better than you do? Not your lawyer. You do.
Right. Right.
So go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to remind people, we're talking to Scott Taylor senior counsel at the Taylor Law Group, serving Vancouver and the Fraser Valley. They're on Willoughby Town Centre Drive in Langley. TheTLG.ca is the website. And for example, Scott specializes in family law, a lot of divorce cases and things like that. And we're talking about how you can do a lot of this yourself. And you can have unbundled services. So, because there's probably a lot of people, they're in a situation where they need a lawyer, but they've probably never even hired a lawyer. So, what's the steps that they should take?
Well, a couple of things. That's a really good question, Martin. There are pro bono services available in BC, and I provide. I'm associated with some of those organizations. You can get. Service, you can get a half hour, for example, consultation without any charge. And you know what? I recommend, encourage people to take advantage of that. Some lawyers, including myself, will give an initial consultation, which is typically a half hour or whatever, just to get an understanding of what their situation is and how best to respond. So I encourage people to basically check out those services. Contact me or another family lawyer for an initial consultation. That sort of starts things going. And what I always do, Martin, and my message to everyone is, please don't sign anything. Please don't promise anything before you understand your legal rights, and that's critical. That is probably the best advice I can provide today is, again, don't sign something that you don't understand what you're signing. And please, please don't make any promises. Because if those promises, for some reason, when you explain those to me and I tell you, you know what, you've overpromised considerably, if that happens, the chance of hopefully negotiating something goes down the toilet really quick.
Right. So if you go to just any lawyer and you talk about unbundled services, mm-hmm. most lawyers, this isn't part of their practice, is it?
Well, I mean, you know, it's like anything, Martin. It's like any professional in any particular occupation. Some do, some don't. I've been providing sort of that kind of service for quite a while. There are more people that are basically practicing unbundled family law services. And I should also mention that the government of British Columbia has a roster of family lawyers who do provide unbundled services. So that there's another resource for people that are, you know, that have issues, that are looking for someone. Look at that. Someone, find someone on that roster. And again, these are people who have decided they will provide unbundled services. That's the nature of the roster. So whether it's myself or whether it's this particular roster, find someone who can help. Don't give up, basically.
Right. And so let's delve a little deeper in the definition of unbundled. So it sounds to me it's basically someone who is doing a lot of the work themselves,
yep.
But with the help of a professional lawyer.
First off, you need to establish with whoever you're going to be using, whether it's myself or someone else, that I only want certain services. The client will call me. I'll give you an example. If I'm retained on a full-time basis on a family file, let's just say that I'm not unbundled, I'm bundled, call it that, and right. I'll get a letter from someone else, either from the other party or the other party's counsel. All the correspondence is going to come through me. So basically, I have to then receive the letter from the other counsel, then I have to review the letter, then I have to forward the letter to my client for my client to review and comment. And then once they do, they give me their comments, and then I basically take those comments and relay them directly back to the counsel on the other side. So this process takes time and takes money. Now,
sounds expensive.
Well, of course, that's part of the expense. So why not simply say to the client, an unbundled client, look, I'm going to cover your back But the correspondence, the contact from the other counsel, let it go to you. It'll come to you exactly. It'll go directly to you. So saves all that other cost and time that I'm involved in. And not only that, then you say to the client, you know what, if you want me to help you look at that letter, comment on that letter, help you write a letter, that's what you pay me for. I'll do that. I'm more than happy to do that. And that basically is a huge cost saver. Why put me in the middle as a messenger on all this communication if you don't have to? Martin, it's simple as that.
So it sounds great.
Well, I mean, I always want the client to know that I'm not abandoning them because the thought is, well, gee, are you going to be there? I mean, are you going to be able to help? And the answer is yes. But here's the other thing, and this is another huge, huge cost saver, Martin. People will say to me, well, will you go to court with me? Like, will you come on this particular occasion, or will you do this, or, you know, will you come with me? Will you stand beside me? Because the anxiety, Martin, is absolutely off the scale, understandably. I mean, you know, I mean, going to court is not, is not a calm situation for anyone, including a lot of lawyers. So basically, you tell these people, I say, look, if you want us there, we're going to be there with you. But a couple of things to keep in mind, Martin. Sometimes you don't need to have a suit beside you. Maybe it's a first appearance. Maybe it's something else that's happening. So you don't need necessarily to have a lawyer there all the time. But here's the other thing, and this is what really can make a difference. If there's going to be a hearing, if there's going to be some kind of a proceeding, and I know about it as your lawyer, and we've been communicating, there's been great connection between the client and myself, then I say to the client, look, there's a lot that you can do yourself, okay? I will help prepare you to answer the questions, to know the procedure, what to call a judge in the circumstances, you know, where you stand, what you're going to be saying to the judge. I said, I can help you with that. And you know what? As I said before, Martin, I am constantly in awe of people who can do this themselves. I respect those individuals who say, you know what? I'm going to do it myself. I want you to help me prepare for this. And you know what? The results often, and Martin, this is the best part of all, often the results can be just as good as if they had a suit standing beside them. And that also includes, Martin, a situation where their spouse has a suit there. All right? If you're properly prepared, I give you full marks, and I think you have every reason to be confident. And you know who the nervous people are, Martin, in that situation, if you show up prepared? You know who the nervous people are? Your partner and their lawyer. Those are the people. Those are the people that are anxious, not well, you. And I, again, I have nothing but respect for people. And in my many years, 99.9% of people can do it. And this is all about power to the people to help themselves.
Scott Taylor is a senior counsel at Taylor Law Group, and like he says, nobody knows you better than you know you, or something like that. And he is serving Vancouver in the Fraser Valley. They're in Langley. You can go to thetlg.ca. You can also email Scott at info@underappeal.com. Scott, if I could... Let me try to paraphrase what I think you've been saying, and you tell me if I understand this correctly.
All right.
Unbundled services. You need a lawyer, so people will call a lawyer, and sometimes you'll hire a lawyer, and that lawyer will be the sort of ground zero for everything involved in that case. Say it's a divorce. Any letter will come through you, and you've got to take the letter, write a letter. But for some people who don't want to do it that way, they want to do a lot of that work themselves. So they'll just use you when they need you. So letters will come to their house. They'll answer letters. But if they get a letter that's kind of confusing, they'll call you. You'll help them with it. Or if maybe they have to show up in court, you'll go with them and help them that way. So is that generally what unbundled service means?
You know what? Yeah, Martin, you've nailed it. That's exactly it. You only really pay for what you need done. And basically, you call the lawyer and say, this is what, you know, I'm not calling you to keep up. I mean, if you want me to, I will. But essentially, I'm only there to basically help you at that particular point in time. I mean, that's what it's all about. Now, after you get the initial advice, and let's say you're filling out an application, or you want to make this, there's going to be a hearing. Well, preparation is essential. So they might say, well, look, I need help to arrange parenting time, or I need an order of the court with respect to my proposal, or I'm not seeing my children. Can you help me? Well, then we can help them, you know, with the forms. And because the beginning of any process, Martin, is typically one of the critical times in any family law situation or responding. Those are the sort of the critical times. But in between, Martin, there is, you know, letters and communications back and forth and back and forth. And that can be costly. That can be incredibly costly. But I just want people to start out the right way. And then once they've started out the right way, they can do a lot themselves. And that's what I encourage people to do.
And what I'm hearing from this, I find very comforting, because every experience I've ever had with a lawyer, I don't feel like I'm really in control. Like, I appreciate the lawyers because they know their stuff, but I don't feel like I'm in control, and I sort of feel like I'm just opening my wallet.
Well, sometimes, Martin, you're not in control. I have to say that. I mean, I remind people on a regular basis that I work for them, not the other way around. And what should happen in any situation is that the lawyer should be receiving, obviously, the instructions and the direction of the client. But the client has to be fully informed and aware of what the options, what the alternatives, what the consequences are. And if they're fully aware of all that, then it's the client who makes those choices. I don't make those choices for the client. I tell them what the options are, tell them what might happen. And one other thing, in going to court, it's always a gamble. It's always a gamble. And if anyone ever says to you, I know exactly what I'm going to get for you by going to court, I would probably look for another set of advice, because really? Nobody knows. Yeah, nobody knows.
And when it comes to, like, for example, a divorce case, I guess the expense, the cost of a divorce case can vary quite widely, hey?
well, you divorce, and again, people say, they'll ask me all the time, they say, what, you know, how easy or not is it to get divorced? And I say, the answer is always the same. Well, divorce, easy. It's easy peasy, the divorce. Getting a divorce, no problem. You're separated a year, bingo bongo. But here's there's always a condition. That figures you're talking to a lawyer. The condition is that before the divorce will issue, there has to be either a written agreement or court order regarding assets, division of assets, liabilities, and most important of all, the parenting stuff. So if there are children, there are support issues, there are parenting time issues, if those issues can be resolved by way of a separation, preferably a separation agreement, if they can be done by a separation agreement, it's all done. Then the divorce, it's called an uncontested desk order divorce. It's some paperwork that you file. No one has to go to court, Martin. It's a piece of cake. That's the easy peasy part. That's when you have an agreement that deals with everything. The judge looks at the paperwork. When you file the paperwork, if there are children, the judge says, are these children properly being taken care of financially? If that's the case, if it looks like the children are being properly looked after by both parties, you'll get your divorce.
Right.
You'll get your divorce. So that's the benefit of an agreement versus constant applications to court, going to court. That's a lose.
Yeah, situation. It's expensive. And is that why you refer to it as a kitchen table divorce?
Well, a kitchen table divorce. Really, what a kitchen table divorce is an amicable settling, if you like, of the issues surrounding whatever the matters might be, whatever the family matters are. Kitchen table, I use kitchen table just because a kitchen table evokes, at least for some people, for me, sort of a comfortable setting, a low-pressure setting where people can communicate, they can connect with each other, they can resolve their differences. And if there's children, for example, it's the best interests of the children that count the most. So if these people are going to be connected, depending on the ages of the children, Martin, maybe for 10, 15 more years. So why not make that connection, sustain that connection as best you can for the benefit of the children? So kitchen table is all about let's do this without fighting. Let's do this without having to make court application after court application after court application. Judges hate that. They don't like to be in the middle of these kinds of situations involving, in particular, children. So that's the approach that I've always believed in, and that is, again, a low pressure approach, if possible. Not always possible, and that's a challenge. It can be a challenge, Martin. But
yeah.
The goal is to get the parties to come to an agreement, if possible, and the divorce is easy peasy.
We're talking to Scott Taylor, senior counsel at the Taylor Law Group. They serve Vancouver and the Fraser Valley, specializing in family law. And if you go to their website, thetlg.ca, you can get lots of information. And that's where I got the phrase kitchen table divorce, because Scott writes a pretty interesting blog. And you've been writing a long time, because I was reading that you kind of became known around the Fraser Valley as the lawyer with a hat.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I didn't initially come up with that, but after a while, because I like a fedora, I've always sort of liked fedoras and started wearing one many, many years ago, and I would often hear people refer to me as the lawyer with the hat, so I figured, what the heck, why not go for it? why not just keep the damn hat, because it was me, I was the only one with a hat that I knew of, so the lawyer with the hat kind of landed, and when I had some other cable TV programs under appeal, I just kept the hat. So it's my hat's off to you until next time on Under Appeal. That was my closing line on cable
right.
TV.
And that's why your email, if anybody wants to get in touch with Scott, is info@underappeal.com.
Yeah, that's the beginning of that story, Martin. But I just want people to know that there is help. There is help. And basically, when you have a situation as frustrating and challenging and as overwhelming as, for example, a family law situation, I just want people to understand that there are alternatives. Not to give up, not to walk away, not to ignore what's happening. It takes commitment on the part of the individual. It's not easy, and I certainly don't want to give the impression that the process is not a challenge for people. It's frustrating. It will be frustrating for anyone. Whether you have unbundled, bundled, doesn't matter. These are the most difficult and challenging periods in someone's life, particularly if there are children. And I'm just asking people and just pleading with people that, look to see what's available and reach out and get the help that you need, and if it can be unbundled, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and if it's unbundled, you don't have to just sort of give up everything to the lawyer. You can use the lawyer to help you. what I mean?
Yeah, no, Martin, you're absolutely 100% correct. At all times, I encourage people to make it very clear they're the ones that are making the decisions. But I want them to make an informed decision. I want them to know everything before they make that decision. But ultimately, it's the client who lives with the consequences of that decision, not the lawyer. Not the lawyer. And if those consequences are going to be yours to live with, then you need to be aware of what they are and how to deal with them.
Right. And in the last minute we have left, what's your message for people who may be thinking things are not going well, but they're afraid, they don't know who to call?
Well,
what do you recommend they do?
Well, you know what, Martin? There's an expression I've used. You know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it doesn't need to be a train heading in your direction. And that's what I'm talking about. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I want people to know that they have that ability to get the power they need to help themselves, and all they need to do is reach out, and it's there. Martin.
Right. Scott Taylor is the senior counsel for the Taylor Law Group, and you're serving Vancouver and the Fraser Valley. You're on Willoughby Town Centre Drive in Langley. TheTLG.ca is the website, and I recommend you go to the website. You have a lot of fun with those blogs, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I like to leave with a message. there's some yeah, fairly good content, I hope, that people can read, and if it can be entertaining at the same time, so much the better.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you so much for talking to us, and it's always a lot of fun. You're obviously very passionate about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, great. Martin, yeah, I think you have to be. When you deal with family law matters, as long as I have, you have to have a commitment and a passion for doing the work that you're doing, because it's so darn important to everyone, and this is just something that I enjoy doing.
Right on. Scott Taylor, the Taylor Law Group, and once again, that website is thetlg.ca.